JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, two more schools to be expanded with help from the Japanese government. Later, do you know your rights as a consumer? Ask the CAC. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
No, I want back my marker, but I'm using it. Uncle Arville, talk to Jessica.
Eric and Jessica?
Yes, Uncle Arville.
What do we do, Jessica?
We play together, work, and share, respect each other everywhere.
Now remember, Jessica, if something is not yours, you ask for it first. Would you like someone to take your things without asking?
No, Uncle Orville.
Good. Now return the marker to Eric. Continue playing and remember, respect.
Black River High School in St. Elizabeth and Fair Prospect Primary School in Portland are the latest institutions to benefit from improvements under the Japanese Grassroots Human Security Project. As part of ongoing efforts to eliminate the SHIFT system, $20 million will be spent to construct 4 classrooms at Black River High, while $11 million will be spent to build 2 classrooms at Fair Prospect Primary.
So this investment and this partnership between the government of Japan through the Grassroots Initiative is very timely. Both Black River High and Fair Prospect Primary are in fact in need of support. You've heard before that we intend to work further, and it's on our budget for us to do the full work to build out the additional capacity at Black River High School so you guys can come off the shift.
Minister of Education, Youth and Information, Senator Roel Reed. Principal of Fair Prospect Primary, Juliet Bailey Walters, is especially grateful for the initiative, noting that overcrowding is an issue at the 212-student institution.
We are very grateful because I know that this will go a far way to create the ambience of the school as well as aid and improving teaching and learning at the facility.
Under the Grassroots Human Security Project, the Japanese government offers financial assistance for programs designed to meet the diverse needs of rural communities in developing countries. Vision 2030 can only be realized by targeted plans and programs that are closely monitored. There are 4 long-term goals, and each goal will be actualized when national outcomes are achieved. Log on to vision2030.gov.jm, visit the Vision 2030 Facebook page, or call the Planning Institute of Jamaica at 906-446-324 to learn more.
Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app, available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app, and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Leading up to World Consumer Rights Day on March 15, here's a reminder of some of your rights and responsibilities as a consumer. Did you know that you have the right to be protected from products that are harmful to your health? You also have the responsibility of using products safely by following all safety instructions on the label. Call the Consumer Affairs Commission at 906-5425 for more details. On our community notice board, an anti-corruption town hall meeting is planned for Wednesday, March 14 at 1 p.m. at St. Gabriel's Anglican Church Hall in Maypen, Clarendon. Speakers will include representatives from JCF Area 3 Police and the National Integrity Action. All are invited to attend. And the National Works Agency invites business operators, road users, and residents of Hagley Park Road, Spanish Town Road, and Marcus Garvey Drive to a special community meeting to discuss the Hagley Park Road Improvement Project this Thursday, March 15, starting at 5 p.m. at the Holy Cross Catholic Church Hall, 77 Halfway Tree Road. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.